This is the Are You Screw podcast.
And when Godzilla comes and attacks this country, where do you want to be?
The Are You Screw podcast.
You want to be in a Rutgers men's basketball game.
3-star recruit. I'd upgrade him to about 3.14159. I call him the Pie Man.
There was like a screw pretty much lodged in my ass the rest of the game.
The Are You Screw podcast.
Don't bring in whoever he was going to bring in to do whatever, you know.
Jump on it. Let's do it.
The Are You Screw podcast.
Ride it, my pony.
All he had to do was catch it.
Puka Williams doesn't have any toes on one of his feet.
What? What?
The Are You Screw podcast.
At some point, you hit the bottom, right?
I don't remember how to do any of this. Like this podcasting thing.
It's been a long, long time since the three of us sat down to actually do this. Like even before we did an episode, what, the last NIT game? And I don't remember the last time. Is Mike back on the podcast? Is he here? Like, I don't like he's here, but like, is this in like an official return?
Not,
I don't really
not suspended again. We're not doing any more suspensions.
Are we?
Has your suspensions been permanently snipped? That's what I would recommend. That's what I'm doing after when number two comes.
I heard the commissioner is examining your case, Adam.
What do you mean?
That you may get a suspension forthcoming as well.
That's true. That's true. A suspension is on the horizon. No doubt about it. Wow. What do I don't know what we're going to do. I think that's pretty par for the course for us.
What do you mean you don't know what we're going to do? There have been so many things that have happened in the last like 5 months since we put anything out. And any one of them could have gotten us back. But we all know the reason that we're here tonight.
Trump's
what is
indictment.
That reason?
No, we're not here for that?
No.
Hashtag Dick Kent?
We are here to talk about the summer of Richard Kent.
It's been a whirlwind for that guy.
Kent. So.
He kind of just came out of nowhere, like just blew Rutgers Twitter by storm.
But because he didn't come out of nowhere, right? Like, I didn't know that he's been RU72 on the Rivals boards for a long time. And I this guy is just coming out here. He's fighting with Brandon Knight on Twitter. It's just fantastic. It's just, it's so much fun. It's the summer. Sometimes it's kind of boring. And then sometimes Richard 46, 74, 18, like a bunch of numbers on Twitter just comes and gives you an exciting summer.
The old us would have put a lot of effort into this, and we would have made sure that Richard Kent would have been on this tonight, and we would have had a lovely conversation.
We're not the podcast that has Richard Kent on. I don't want to be part of
this. I'm just saying the old us would have.
No, I don't think we ever would have. I don't think we ever would have had him on.
Well, I mean, we did used to make an effort.
No, but that's not about making an effort. You're like, I don't want to be in the middle of a fight between Richard Kent is fighting with Brandon Knight. I don't want to be a part of this.
I wouldn't want to. I would just want to relive the glory days of Richard Kent. Like, I just want to ask what life was like way back when at Rutgers.
He's written a lot of books.
Like, he was there when it was called Queens College, I assume. Like, that's how far we need to go back with Richard.
That's where you're taking that. There's so many different ways you could have gotten.
Yeah. Again, I'm stale. I got nothing.
Yeah,
it's late. I'm tired. We're doing it on a Friday. This is like a news dump Friday podcast right here.
Have you seen season two of The Bear?
The who?
The Bear.
I don't know what that is.
Chris Felica?
Yeah, I don't watch The Bear.
And you got to see it.
It's that chef show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't watch it.
Show. Yeah, chef.
No, we watch garbage. You know what, Mike? You know what we watch? We watch garbage in this house. We watch Too Hot to Handle.
I still haven't seen it. I've been binging Suits all over again.
Yeah. That's quite a difference in shows.
The people have come here to hear about Richard Kent and
the people. The
people are here to hear to listen to Richard Kent. No, I am watching nothing right now. It's kind of sad. I got nothing.
You're not watching anything?
No, not really.
What are you doing?
Here's the goal. My goal this fall is I don't want to have to pay attention to Richard Kent until November. But what I feel like is going to happen is we're going to wind up paying attention pretty much all fall to Richard Kent because things are not going to be fun this fall.
So should we give background on Richard Kent? I feel like people listening to this already probably know the lore of Richard Kent. Like, there's a guy on Twitter. His name is Richard Kent. He's a longtime Rutgers donor. And he is out there sort of reporting stuff, sort of just like echoing stuff. And he's out there on Twitter with, for the longest time, he had like not the egg avatar, but the blank. And then he added some picture of himself in like a blazer kind of thing in front of a dorm or something. And he's just been out here doing things that are drawing the ire of at least Brandon Knight. I gotta find the tweet, right?
The staff would probably accuse him, as one of our old friends of the podcast would say, of tampering. That's essentially what Richard Kent has been doing with the Rutgers coaching staff. And I don't get it. He goes from like the best part about him is you really don't know what you're gonna get from tweet to tweet. That is the most mysterious, the best, and the most fascinating thing about this guy. He does.
That's what he does. He moves the needle.
He does. And we need to have a better, we have a better appreciation for him, but people need to have a better appreciation for him.
Okay. So he's Richard3721-5662 on Twitter. He just took whatever he's put in Richard, and they just spit out Richard and a bunch of numbers. And he said, yep, this is my Twitter handle. And he's,
what if that's like his social?
He just moved on with the rest of his day. He's not concerned with that. Richard, he's a businessman. He's out there conducting business. He doesn't have time to make a real Twitter name. So I got to find where's the first tweet where he's fighting with, he drew the ire of Brandon Knight. So he's out there, he's reporting that.
Oh, it was the mag.
The
stuff.
Mag saying that Mawat Mag was going to be back for opening. Let me find it.
Something like he's not going to be playing in the trip overseas, but get ready for him to be ready for like the start or something like that. And then Brandon Knight questioned whether or not he's a doctor.
All right. So this is on July 30th. Neither Agbali, I don't know how to say the new, the transferred JUCO center's name yet. Neither Agbali nor Mag playing on the European trip. But both should be available for the Princeton game. So this, I mean, he's like reporting like injury news like during the summer. Like that's obviously crazy, right? Many months away from the season, ACL tear, right? Brandon Knight responds, I'd just love to know who's your source and doctor. Like the assistant coach is out there fighting with Richard Kent. He's a renegade. He's rustling feathers. He's bringing news to the people, and he's obviously drawn the ire of the wrong people or the right people, depending on how you look at it.
Is it a bad look or a good look for Brandon Knight? Like just get in the mud with Richard Kent. Good, I guess. Something different.
It's something different. I don't know if it's like a good look.
Just love to be reminded that people like Brandon Knight, who I would say has a more important job than us, or like it just has gotten further in life, also has zero impulse control like me. And I'm very happy about that.
Like Brandon Knight is like the lead assistant for a very, an up on the rise college basketball program, maybe about to land the number 2 and 3 recruits in the country. He's out here on Twitter fighting with Richard Kent. I love it.
No, I love it too.
Is it a good look overall? I don't know.
Like Mike, you don't get into the weeds with your fans or your haters, or I actually, that probably leads us very well. You angered a lot of Rutgers people recently. You went after the man. You went after Danny. You attacked him. Attacked him online.
Yeah, I can't say I was wrong.
I'm just saying you got into the mud a little bit with some fans.
All right, well, now we got to get the context for this. Hold on. What did Mike?
Yeah, all the Breslauer maniacs out there, the Breslauer heads.
This is the context. Is it's that Athletic article in which Stewie Mandela or whatever his name is from Northwestern put out that hit piece, that garbage against Rutgers. You know, part of that whole Athletic New York Times combo, whatever.
Was it one of Danny's most embarrassing days on Twitter? Yes, it was. Did I simply call him out for it? Yes, I did. Did that get me blowback? The truth always does, just as Richard Kent knows. speaking the truth comes with consequences, and it comes with people coming at you.
I got a little thing I want to play. Okay, this is how I feel. This is a great saying. I feel like this is a famous scene from a movie. It's a little different than it normally is, but I'll just play it.
Well, let me give you a word of advice.
Always bet on
Kent. Wasn't loud enough. All right, always bet on Kent. Whatever Richard Kent reports, always bet on Kent.
What's been his latest report? I think he was tweeting about the third game today, like their last game overseas.
Oh yeah, he did. He had the insights. He had the end of first quarter score. I feel like, yeah, there you go. Rutgers up 30-11 after the first quarter in game number 3 in Portugal. No updates after that. I feel like once you've done that, you need to give more updates on the game, don't you?
The game's over by then.
But he always leaves you on the edge of your seat, right? Like, I'm wondering what was the score at halftime? Like, nobody else reported that.
What's an average Friday night look like for Richard Kent?
You have the smoking jacket?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, a cigar guy? Probably a cigar guy.
A glass of wine.
Pipe?
Maybe Snifter? A pipe. No, I think maybe brandy.
Old pipe and tobacco? That would be great.
I think we decided in the Discord that he has like a night. He wears like a nightcap, like one of those old style, like pajamas.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. He's got the striped pajamas and the big like elf hat, essentially. That's Richard Kent. Open invite, by the way, Richard. If this gets out to you somehow, to stop by the tailgate sometime.
He's out there. He's just doing things his own way. He's not like international a reporter. He's not a reporter. He's not a fan. He's kind of in the middle. He knows coaches, right? He got a call from Gary Walters, the old Princeton athletic director, the day that the Rutgers Princeton thing came out. He told everyone on Twitter about that. We got a call from Gary Walters. And he's a guy. He's a prominent. He's got juice. He's got a lot of juice in the Rutgers media sphere right now. And I for one, I'm here for it. I hope that, you know, I hope that more coaches go. I hope Steve Peichel himself tweets at him. I think that would be a good thing to do.
The summer of Kent.
Summer of Richard Kent.
All right, I like it. What else is going on? How much?
I mean, football season's coming up. Hopefully they're better.
I feel like every year you pretty much can tell we're close to football season when Max says something like football season around the corner and I just grunt. that's like, it's here again and it's not getting better. Like,
I think they'll be better. It's just that, what did they do this offseason? They went and they hired the offensive coordinator who wants to throw the ball like 18 times a game. And it's like, okay, like maybe this is the best way to go, but like, okay, like, you know, like we're pounding nails.
Here's what we're doing. Under 17 and a half throws per game. I will take the under.
No, I'll take the 17 and a half. I'll take the under as well, too.
I mean, as long as
Max just said 18, I'm setting it at 17 and a half.
If they're letting Wimsett run, like that would be fun, right? If they're doing that, I guess. I mean, you know who's going to be happy? It's closer to James Kratch getting his dream of Rutgers running the option.
You know what? You need to have James Kratch on, or at least on the Discord, talk about how Army is no longer running the option.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's like broken dreams right there.
Take that up.
Who's left doing it? Navy, Air Force, and soon Rutgers, maybe.
It's just going to be. I can't believe that they have to open up on CBS. We keep forgetting that, by the way.
Sunday afternoon, Labor Day weekend, Rutgers and Northwestern, noon on CBS.
Like, you're going to hear the SEC on CBS theme song, and it's going to be Rutgers and Northwestern.
Beautiful. Oh, it's beautiful.
It is going to be magical. Magical.
Whoa!
What?
Breaking news!
Wait! Hold on! Wait! We have something for this. Wait!
Whoa! Whoa!
right, what's your breaking news? Break your news.
All right, I'm just going to read the headline. This is from tapinto.net. Taylor Swift spotted with Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz entering popular LBI restaurant ahead of celebrity weekend wedding in Beach Haven Saturday. Taylor Swift is an LBI, guys. That's huge.
Wow.
All right, she's a short girl.
That is huge.
I haven't been to LBI in a long time.
I've been there. I like LBI. Chegg, obviously, been there once. It was amazing. I'd love to go back. I haven't gone back in like 15 years.
I feel like the results of our suspensions one time when they get a little bit older, kind of would be nice to get like a little house together maybe down there.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
And then like we
you
all
need
go,
to
like,
have been suspended by the show to be able to go.
No, to be able to go out. And if you haven't had a suspension by then, Danny, you have to watch all the results of the suspensions. And we get to go out. And
I would
enjoy a night out.
I would watch that sitcom of Danny babysitting like six children.
That'd be amazing.
I mean, not even just like to have been suspended, at least have someone be able to suspend you. You know what I mean?
I don't actually. Max and I both I don't think I do know what you mean.
Oh, never mind. Let's move on. Taylor Swift, man. That's huge. That's big time.
I gotta say, Taylor Swift is great, but like, you know, let's calm down with Taylor Swift. All right.
You're over you because here's the problem.
Whoa.
She's encroaching.
I'm not even a Swiftie.
She's encroaching on the summer of Richard Kent. That's your problem, right?
Well,
now.
She is, number one. I gotta think of
First poll question, by the way. Let's get back in this thing. First poll question. Is Richard Kent a Swiftie? Come on, put it up. Put it up.
Good question.
Now I'm rejuvenated. I'm a little awake now. I feel
yeah.
Good.
I'm like because we're talking about Taylor Swift and Richard Kent.
She has that effect
on people. I've just heard. You know, she's great. She is. I'm not saying she's not great, but like, let's just calm down a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
The only thing I kept thinking at one point.
Second poll question: does Max hate Taylor Swift?
No.
I'm not having Swifties. I am terrified of Swifties.
No, if it was the Beehive, then you'd have a lot more problems. Don't go after her.
Well,
don't. It's not worth it. I don't need the RU Screw podcast getting canceled because you're going after Beyonce fans.
But I don't have any problem with Beyonce. I don't have any problem with Taylor. I don't have any problem with Taylor Swift fans. I just want to calm down a tiny bit. That's all I want to do. Let's take a step back.
Can we go after Springsteen fans? I think he's overrated.
Absolutely. There's anything to even.
Not even.
There's no debate on this podcast.
I like some of the songs are fine. I just, you know, it's just relax. Again, like. Taylor Swift is, you know, I've got the greater than
that?
Sign. I've got the greater than sign pointed towards Taylor Swift in this debate.
Is there anything that you would do for a musical artist that you guys like where if you like, would you ever go see a show where you didn't pay for tickets and you're like sitting outside like a huge stadium just to listen? Like that is the one thing that I think blows my mind about all of like the Taylor Swift stuff is how many people don't have tickets who go to just stand outside a stadium to listen.
You're just like standing outside, like where?
Yeah, like, yeah, like there's
tailgating.
Just, yeah, hordes of people just like standing in a parking lot,
and sort of being able to hear it.
Sort of being able to hear, and like that's their experience.
I mean, I guess it's better than nothing for someone like Taylor Swift, who's going on this famous tour that's like captivating America and the world at large. So I don't know. Maybe I mean I wouldn't do it, but I guess I could understand why if you couldn't get in the stadium, you just want to like feel the stadium. I don't know.
By the way, I mean,
here's my question. Like, let's say there's an artist that you love. Let's say you listen to music. But then there's an artist that you love. What is the most you would pay for tickets? Like, Adam, when you used to listen to Tiesto all the time, what is the most you would pay for Tiesto concerts?
Oh, I probably – at most, a couple hundred bucks. I mean – I the better question is like how based on when they get the number two and number three recruits and they're going to the final four a year from now, am I actually shelling out the type of money that I'm going to go watch Rutgers?
I think you have to.
I think I'm going to as well. It just is going to be the first time ever where I really am going to have to consider spending in a probably a stupid amount of money on something pretty meaningless. Not meaningless to me, but in grand scheme.
Wait, you're saying you've got them going how far?
No, they're going to the Final Four.
Going to the Final Four. From the first four to the Final Four. Because they'll still be a bubble team.
That's fine. That's fine. That more of some momentum heading into the first round and going from there. I got no problem with that.
Here's an interesting thing. Honestly, talking about being around the experience, if Rutgers went to the Final Four, I might just like go to the Final Four and not go tickets to the game.
What?
Or if because I'm gonna sit like because some of those tickets are like you're like in like a stadium setting. I'll be there.
You're gonna go to like Duluth, Minnesota, just so you could like watch it at a bar
for the semifinal. I'd go to the final. Like if I was gonna do it like that, I wouldn't go to both.
Pretty
games.
Rich. That makes sense.
That is one of those. That is one of those things though too, where like with. Now, again, Rutgers is never going to get to that point, whether it be football on the football side, too. But it's like, do you go to like semifinal type games knowing that there might be a championship to follow? Now you're doing double the amount with an absurd amount of money.
That's what I'm saying for what that's my plan.
Right? You know what? Max's idea actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like, all right, in this scenario, you're buying the Final Four tickets for the experience, right? So you are able to say, Rutgers made it to a Final Four and I was there because there is a chance that they lose, obviously, right? And you don't get a final to go to.
But Max was there. He just wasn't in the building.
I mean, he would be there as much as I am there watching from here.
It depends on how much the tickets were at a reasonable place in the stadium. Like some of these ridiculous like football stadium Final Fours, like some of these seats are awful. Like I would never sit in those seats. Like I just wouldn't sit there. I'd rather watch at a bar. Like I'd rather watch in a hotel room than sit in some of these seats, like at the arena. Like or if it was like reasonably priced to sit, like down low or fairly down low, then yes, I would probably go to both. But I'm saying that like I wouldn't mind just being in the city for the semifinals, make the final, then I'll go to the game.
We've put some dumb hypotheticals out there in the past. But I don't think any of us actually think this is a dumb hypothetical.
No. I mean, you got Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey. You got Lathan Somerville, I think is his name.
Yeah, Rex Becks.
I got to get, high energy guy forward. This is not real analysis, but I think he is a high energy forward. I think that's who he is.
Yeah. Gavin, high IQ.
You got Gavin. And yeah, it's obviously a Final Four team.
Cliff back for another year.
Five. Shout out to KTR getting Cliff his deal.
Noah Vedral's not on the staff and on the team anymore, right? He's gone.
I think he's on the staff, right?
Oh, he's on. Like, he's like a GA or something.
I think he's
strength coach. Did he replace Chase Dodd? Is Chase Dodd still a strength coach?
All right, hold on.
I'm
going to go into the Discord, and I bet you people in the Discord will be able to answer these questions.
Adam.
Yes.
I'll give you free Taylor Swift tickets. Like, on the floor, free Taylor Swift tickets. Or, for $800 each, you get first level, like 10 rows from the court. Rutgers Final Four tickets. Which one you do?
Why? Like, why are you? This is such bad. Like material. Like bad, content. Yeah. Like, what is this? What are you doing?
I'm taking the Rutgers tickets.
I'll take Taylor Swift. It's free.
Now.
And then you sell it, and you make like $4,000.
The more interesting thing in the back of my mind, and it's still there, is: if somebody says, in order for Rutgers to beat Penn State in football, just once, it will dismantle everything that's going on with Rutgers basketball. I'm still taking a pause for a moment to think about taking that win over Penn State.
You would take that. I don't even doubt that you would take that.
Over what? Yeah, like Rutgers basketball Final Four?
Yeah, championship. Adam would take that.
Championship.
Rutgers
went
1-11.
Still might be thinking about taking that win over Penn State in football.
Yeah, and the one win is over Penn State. And they get to storm the field over a Final Four, Adam would take it.
I just know at some point it's eventually going to happen, probably at home. And that will be the time where I'm like, I'm just not going to. I'll take work. I'll do something with the family. And I won't be there.
You can't miss a Penn State game.
You've watched
how much that means to you.
Watched too much bad football to stop.
I know. Yeah. I know.
That's kind of where I'm at. entering season 13 as a spotter and statistician. And I feel like I got to keep going. Like I've watched too much bad football to stop. Right.
Yeah, I really think it's going to be bad this year. I do. And it's not the end of the world. I didn't think that there was going to be that much dramatic improvement. Like, they were really bad last year. They're just probably going to be bad this year.
I don't know. I think they'll be okay. I don't know. I don't think they're going to be great. I don't think it's going to be some horrible. Like, yeah, they have the three auto losses. They'll lose to Penn State, Michigan, and Ohio State. And I don't know, like, who else that they're playing is, like, some world-beating team. Like, these other teams aren't great. Michigan State, meh. Like, Maryland's supposed to be pretty good, but okay. Like, Indiana. Like, I'm not saying Rutgers is great or going to win, like, 9 games, but, like, it's not like they're playing a really hard schedule. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that bad. I really don't.
If they lose to the Fighting Dan Revels week one, it's going to be bad.
They might. They might lose to Northwestern. They might lose 9-8. They might lose that game. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that bad.
I can see Danny bringing into like a sign into game one being like, you know, like hashtag FU Mandela or whatever, you know, for that one.
I don't think Shiano's going to go out like that. I don't know. They'll start doing laterals or they'll blitz a lot. I don't think it's going to be that bad.
So what else has been going on this summer? Emails, a lot of KTR emails.
Yeah, hold on. I want Mike. What kind of lollipop are you eating? What is that? What flavor is that?
Orange mango.
Where'd you get it from?
Here's the thing. All these cough drops I've had, the best cough drop is actually this thing called Lolly, which is for kids. It's the best cough suppressant I've had.
Huh. Yeah, kids stuff is good.
You know what I'm big on lately? Is Charlie got me one of the water bottles where, you know, it tells you like the time to drink them and everything. It's great.
You're following the times on there?
I am. I'm following the times on it and eat for the last two.
Where are you at? What part of your day?
Right now today's been because I left the bottle here and took our daughter down to see my parents and this evening. So I had water there.
Better than the other way around.
But does that count? Does the water I had not from this jug count in my count for the day?
No.
It says I'm at 5 o'clock right now. It's now 9:45.
What's really funny is that I recently discovered that this water bottle that I have has this on. I didn't know it because it has this it's glass and it has this sleeve on the outside that was covering the part with like the words on it. And I recently discovered that it does have the times and stuff. I didn't know people actually use that. I guess they do.
I just like how it gives you like words of encouragement. 7 a.m. Good morning. 9 a.m. Do it for yourself.
Power up. Good job. Refill. Yeah. Look great. I did it. Refill again. Be healthier. Awaken.
I'm a big believer in drinking water. I think it's the number one thing to keep you healthy.
I'm the weird. I walk in with a water bottle everywhere. I look like a weirdo, but I just always bring a water bottle.
The water bottle.
I agree. Water number one. No vaccines. Number two, probably.
Noah Vedral is on staff. According to Alec, our
intern.
He's our intern. He doesn't know that. Does he know that? Is Danny our intern? We need an intern. I wanted to bring this up. All right. So Danny. I made a joke that we needed an intern. And then I said, Danny should be our intern. He doesn't have a podcast right now. And I mean, you know, he would be allowed to talk sometimes in the context that we would allow him, but he would, you know, look stuff up for us. He would post polls, whatever.
You don't want Danny as your intern.
No, hold on. Here's the thing. All right. I'm going to raise the stakes. If Danny becomes our intern, I will up my KTR membership to $50 a month.
A whole 50 bucks?
Yeah. $50 a month. I will up it to that. But Danny has to become our intern. We're not going to do an episode that often, but he has to come on and he's got to sit there and he's got to be our intern.
I think do that. He would probably do that. If I were him, I would come back and say, I would do it for 100 and it drops down to 50 until Aaron Patel rejoins KTR.
Oh, that whole thing. Wait, what is this?
Yeah.
All right, I'm kind of tired.
You're done?
I kind of got my
all right,
my juice out of the Taylor Swift talk.
Yeah, you were energized there. You really brought some heat there for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it felt like the old me. Well, I always like when we talk about doing episodes in the chat for a little bit, I always get reminded about like some of the greatest hits from the podcast. Again, back in the day when like we cared and put effort to nonsense, it was fun. I was thinking about the role play that we did at one point. That was Chris Ash or Greg Schiano, if I think.
It was Chris Ash versus Kyle Flood, yeah.
Kyle Flood, right. Right. Who ruined Rutgers more? I think that was a debate.
We had that. We had Mike was a ticket rep, I think, and he was calling me to purchase Rutgers basketball tickets, I think.
The songs, the creed.
I really thought Max would have a song for this week. I mean, even I have something and Max doesn't.
What do you
There's something there's something in the works. I will say that. There's something in the works. That's all I'll say.
Do we want to have the conversation? Because I got no problem doing it. Should we bring an early wanker of the week into this?
I think Max should let me do my weekday music first.
Yeah, Mike has a thing.
Oh, he's got something.
Mike wrote something. So yeah. All right, yeah, go ahead. Did you want some kind of like music behind this or like what did you
Yeah, a little peppiness. Get the energy up on this podcast.
We were following Adam's lead and he was kind of up and down and
I feel like if I'm coming on as a guest, you should at least have some energy for me.
I didn't know that you had something. Was this like a known thing?
He said no, he did say it earlier.
Oh.
I've got hype music. It's probably too much. I've got
what about
gravel.
The game show music that you used to use?
Let's see. This is fantastic. I have Ludacris.
He's got the music on there.
Do you have Tipsy?
Instrumental.
I don't have Tipsy ready to go. I should have had Tipsy. Tipsy holds up, man. I texted you guys. Tipsy absolutely holds up. Are they still playing Tipsy at frat parties? Because they should.
I assume they are.
They have to still be playing Tipsy.
Should we ask Alec? Ask our intern. Ask our second intern.
Let me hold on. Let me find. Let's let Mike do his thing, and then we'll. Here we go. All right. All right. Go ahead, Mike.
Max, after 4 years in week one, when they dishonor the memory of Sir Bobby Robson just by being there, all it took was a former Red Devil on the touchline and the heart of a lion. But the Tractor Boys are back in the championship.
Hold on.
We haven't seen a comeback like that since Oscar Palmquist. Does that count as retainment or recruitment? Just trying to figure out where Max's money is going at KOTR. The only organization more secretive than KOTR is the CIA. But even the CIA sends out updates every once in a while, but not as much propaganda. Zero dark 30 years between tournament appearances. You know you're wrong about something when you have AP tag teaming with Max Weiner on the other side. Every time I hear Rutgers is going to get two top three basketball recruits, I think about John Newman asking donors for money for KOTR in the Star Ledger. Is Rutgers going to be the first school to offer recruits NIL on a layaway plan? Adam, do you know why Richard Kent is the most trusted voice in Rutgers sports?
I don't.
He's not afraid to ruffle some feathers. Richard Kent gives us more real news in each tweet than the Red Spotlight gave us in 100 episodes.
Was there 100 episodes? There's not 100 episodes of that podcast.
I'm pretty sure there's 100
episodes. 100 episodes? No, there's no way.
I think they hit 100 and they're done. I joined the RU Screw podcast Discord recently. It's nice. Then again, Discord wasn't even founded yet the last time there was an episode of the RU Screw podcast. I finally found a place where Max spams me with messages at all times of the day, but I don't have to pretend like I read them all. Mm-hmm. The Discord even brought James Cratch out of retirement to write about Rutgers, one of my top three Rutgers reporters of all time. I don't know what it says about Rutgers.
Who are your others?
I'm not ready for this top three. That's going to be another episode. You got to have Lucci up there.
You got to have Lucci in the top.
Look, it's going to be very controversial. I think we should save for the next one just to get the people to subscribe, to listen, to download, right?
You got to do the Rutgers media juice list. You could do it.
I can do it.
Yeah.
Cratch would obviously be on it. Fonseca would be on it for sure. Fonseca is juiced. Listen, I don't know what it says about Rutgers that the only reliable sources of news about that athletic department our cantankerous donor with a Twitter handle that seems like it came from a Macedonian troll farm and has less than 1,000 followers, and a guy who doesn't even write about Rutgers anymore, except for a few missives on a Discord channel with only like 15 daily users. Just kidding. I love Politi and Fonseca and Lanny. One of them even came to my wedding and ate all the lamb. I listen to their podcast all the time until they start talking about lacrosse. But I'm boycotting it until Politi puts Danny Breslauer on the juice list. The only guy with more juice at Rutgers than Danny is the one squeezing oranges for Steve Pikul each morning. When Danny was WRSU sports director, he even got me to cover a lacrosse match. Imagine sitting through a lacrosse match. It was hell until I fell asleep. Speaking of hell, our problem.
I turned off the music because it didn't sound great. That was good. You got some good stuff in there.
I appreciate the preparation that you brought. Yeah, she did bring something to this tonight.
Yeah, Mike brought more than everybody else. I have a new setup here. I did get that all done. But I didn't really do a lot of prep. I just have
Well, let me give you a word of advice.
Wait, that's the wrong thing. I didn't want to click that again. I wanted to click this. Like a duck. I can make like the animal noises. That's about it. Oh, ask Charlie how Barbie was, how the Barbie movie was.
I was just about to say, Charlie, how was the Barbie movie?
Oh, wait, Charlie's here?
Yeah, she's here. She just got here.
Keep Calm and Query On?
We never did Wanker of the Week.
No, we haven't done Wanker. Should we get her involved in this now?
Yeah, I think.
Are we actually doing
Yeah, this? Yeah. I'm totally fine with it. Absolutely. I'll start the story.
Let me just start from scratch. Let me get Wanker of the Week.
You find Wanker of the Week.
Let's see. Oh, there's a lot of options here. Go with this one. All right. Wanker of the Week. I have no idea which one this is.
Blame me. It's time for Wanker of the Week. Wank, 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 Wanker of the Week. Cheerio.
Gaetano Panuccio.
My email address is hashtag I don't care.
I'm going to take you to the bank, Senator Trent. To the blood bank.
We obviously threw for 1 yard. I don't know if it's almost impossible.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Father is the district attorney.
Spurrier! You think visors are cool?
Pat Fitzgerald was in there. I forgot about that. There's a Pat, yeah, the email thing.
R.I.P. I want to get one of those shirts for, like, the Northwestern team is wearing. Wear that on opening day. Okay. So Wanker of the Week. This is going to be the first voting Wanker of the Week ever. We're going to all make the decision here. Charlie, you can be involved as well, too, because this involves you. So... No, you might be voted Wanker of the Week in a second. Come over here. So the reason we're doing this is a couple of weeks ago, we try and do Steaks Night. Once a summer. Where Max, Mike, Danny, myself, coming over to my place. We do steaks. We have a kind of a nice day. Mike, the timing just didn't work out. He was on the 17th vacation of the year, so... We couldn't have
that's not around. What happened. That's not what happened.
No, it was. And we're so Mike wasn't around. Anyway, Max texts Danny and I the day before, hey, I'm definitely going to come down. I've also got the kid with me, like, you know, he'll play with my kid. We'll make it a nice day out of it. And so what happens is Max is going to come down midway through the day. Danny and I are home. And I'm like, well, my kid is sleeping during the day. She still takes naps. Max is really doesn't. So like, we've got to figure out something until she wakes up. So I'm like, there's a place right down the road for me that does mini golf. Let's do mini golf. Max is like, that's fine. That's a good idea. Danny likes that idea. I also happen to text our friend Cheddar Bob from the podcast who
real identity redacted.
Redacting the name. So I text Cheddar Bob and I say, come meet us at mini golf. Now, Cheddar Bob is, quote, working during this time period. Well, that's what we're going to get into. So I text Cheddar Bob. I say, why don't you come meet me? I know you're working, but it's a light day. Come meet me. So Cheddar Bob meets us at the golf place. We have our fun for the afternoon. As we're leaving, because Cheddar Bob is going to go back home and finish his day, Danny, Max, and the kid are going to come back to my place, and we're going to have steaks. And I tell Max, I say, hey, one rule, when we get home, you don't tell Charlie that Cheddar Bob was with us at the golf place, because I don't want Charlie and Cheddar Bob's wife are very close. They're the ones that went to see the Barbie movie together tonight.
Can I add something real quick?
Go ahead, Max.
We got in the car and I reiterated to my son, who's four, I said, it's important that you don't say anything. And this is my four-year-old son that, you know, he's like, and he, I guess he, you know, you go on. I go ahead.
Charlie can't hear because I have the headphones. But so Max told his son, who was four, to not say anything. So anyway, that goes on. We come back. Long story short, too, as a little side note to this, before we left for mini golf, Charlie was like, go have fun, you guys. Like, it's just you guys, right? Like, I didn't put two and two together that she might know. And I was like, yeah, it's just us. Like, I'm still protecting Cheddar Bob here in this whole thing. And like, didn't think anything of it. Have the mini golf, all that. I tell Max, like, long story short, we come on back. Max is a great friend, doesn't say anything. Dylan, apparently, great friend as well, too, now to me, doesn't say anything. Okay, for a four-year-old, fantastic. Not a rat whatsoever. And I go through the night, all that. We wind up going for ice cream. Danny shits himself almost in the parking lot. That's a true story, by the way. True story. I forgot about that. I forgot to tell you guys that.
What?
He had hinted that
he has a problem still with ice cream, and he definitely does. Anyway,
I went vegan, man. I had the vegan ice cream. It was plenty good, and that didn't happen to me.
Anyway, again, so that happens. We go on back to my house. Max goes home for the night. Danny is staying the night, and we go to bed. I'm with Charlie. We're talking. I'm like, good day, all that stuff. And she looks at me, and she was like, kind of like, so how was mini golf? And I'm like, it was fine. And she's like, how'd Cheddar Bob do? And I was like, he did fine. Like, what?
You said, how do you know he was there?
And how did you know that he was there?
I will not confirm or deny my source.
Well, you cannot confirm
my six over
source,
here.
But I already leaked your source earlier to everybody, and your source knows that you.
You told me you wouldn't tell him.
You told him you wouldn't tell him.
He'll never trust me again.
He does. Do you actually want to see the text?
Yeah.
He doesn't. He doesn't trust you.
Well, he shouldn't.
Where is this?
Oh man.
There.
Oh, wow.
So long story short here, it wound up being that Danny, earlier in the day, before we even went to mini golf, had let it kind of slip out that Cheddar Bob was joining us to Charlie. And Charlie and Danny, unbeknownst to me, made a pact, basically, that I was not going to find out that Cheddar Bob, that they knew that Cheddar Bob was there, that she knew that Cheddar Bob was there. So in the end, Danny, like my best friend, one of all of our best friends, right? Like, doesn't even pull me aside and be like, hey, she knows.
You're the wanker of the week. Because you told me you would never tell Danny that I told you. So you're my wanker of the week.
And
many candidates.
And I think Danny is my wanker of the week. So my vote's Danny.
Well, Cheddar Bob is my top wanker. Then you're second.
Yes. Cheddar. Okay. I can't decide. I think that Cheddar Bob is my top wanker. I think he's number
Max
one.
Max is going Cheddar Bob.
Wait, why is Cheddar Bob?
I think Dylan is my hero of the week.
Oh yeah, I mean, Dill comes out looking priceless here.
Yeah, I mean,
but how did it slip out? That's what I want to know.
How did it happen? How did Danny? How did it actually happen?
I didn't think anything of it. He was like, we were sat outside having pizza, and he was like, said something about being there, and I was like,
Cheddar Bob, you gotta bleep,
bleep it out. We'll bleep it out. We'll bleep it out. Don't worry, it's fine. It'll be bleeped out.
Oops. Now I'm going to be wanker of the week if she finds out that I knew.
I'm going to bleep it out. It's fine.
Do we really think Cheddar Bob's wife listens to the Are You Screw podcast? If this somehow gets back to her, the only person that would be blamed at this point, in all seriousness, the only person that now, if it eventually got back, would be my father, because he's the only one that listens to this, and he would let it slip at the tailgate. It's the only one.
Oh, he would let it slip.
This is the only problem with telling the story that I have. Was actually not because Cheddar Bob is going to listen to this and he's going to find it hysterical. I know that. That's why I can talk about this.
If he gets caught.
That's the problem. And so now I'm going to have to talk to my dad about this. And now it's a whole to-do. So
the icing on the cake was I saw Cheddar Bob the next day and he said, oh, I hear Danny's staying at yours. How's Danny? And I thought,
Oh, man.
You know.
How about you don't lie to your wife about going to the arcade.
Wait, I want to know. Charlie, you haven't told Mrs. Bob yet, right?
You haven't told Mrs. Bob, right? You didn't, right? No, she didn't.
Okay. Not like the promise I made to Danny, but a legit promise.
I mean, I think the wanker of the week is Danny. I mean, he totally ruined OPSEC. The irony is hilarious. Obviously, Danny, who countless millions of times has told us, just between us, don't tell anyone, and then tells us the most useless piece of information. Like the most useless piece of information, now in a place where he has actual information that he cannot tell, with lives and marriages on the line, squeals it as soon as he can. He is my wanker of the week.
Now did he know at this point that he knew it was supposed to be?
So that's the other thing. I'm pretty sure he did, because as soon as I came up with the golf idea and then I said, oh, let me go and reach out to Cheddar Bob, I remember saying like that we're not saying anything. Like that was early.
Connor, who's your vote for wanker of the week? Danny.
Three votes for Danny is for wanker of the week.
I gotta come back to Cheddar Bob and maybe Cheddar Bob's wife. Why can't Cheddar Bob go out to the arcade in the middle of workday sometimes
bring Cheddar Bob's wife into this?
Maybe
the
because
wanker.
I don't know. Danny's here. Kind of. Danny knows Cheddar Bob, right? I mean, they're not. Maybe they're acquaintances. They don't see each other that often. I have talked to Cheddar Bob a few times. He doesn't seem like an asshole. Maybe he, I don't know. Like I would like to see.
Let me throw an opportunity.
He can't go out in the middle of a work day. Like
for Cheddar Bob's. So here's the issue with this in general, right? So I text Cheddar Bob. I'm the instigator. I fully take responsibility for bringing him into the fold. However, he was at work for the day. I knew he can get out for a little bit. He probably should have told Mrs. Cheddar Bob that he was going to mini golf. The problem is,
mini golf again?
Mini golf.
Yeah, you say it weird. Mini golf.
Yeah, mini golf. Doesn't put a gap between mini and golf.
The problem is that he's got a new suspension at home. So you're kind of
suspension are we talking about here?
Only
one suspension, not two suspensions.
No, like a two, like a month and a half suspension. 2 months.
Okay,
suspension.
So like the same age as my. Okay.
Yeah.
Basically. Okay.
Max is out here going to playoff games with suspensions on the way.
Well, I mean, yeah. You know.
Anyway, so like it was kind of more like, you know, come on out for the day. You'll probably get some shit from Mrs. Cheddar Bob if you say that you're actually going to be doing.
Now, I'm putting it. I'm putting the onus.
I would just tell Charlie.
On the Cheddar Bob household for putting this onus on Danny. I'm defending Danny here.
Don't think it's going to wind up. It's three votes already for Danny, so he is officially the wanker of the week.
I guess he is. I'm sorry, Danny. I tried.
If I'm Mrs. Bob, I think my wanker of the week is Charlie. Danny.
Oh, interesting.
Mike's saying that you're the wanker of the week.
Oh, I forgot about
if
Charlie's
I'm Mrs.
role.
Bob.
You know what?
There, hold on.
I forgot about Charlie's role in this. I think Charlie is my co-wanker of the week.
Explain yourself.
Well, look. Danny is obviously wanker of the week A, right? Like if there's a king wanker of the week, right, in the line of succession, I'll put it in terms you understand. If there's a king, right, like then you're the second in the line of succession there. I mean, if I'm Mrs. Bob, I'm hurt. You have this vital information that you have not shared with her.
And what she did to Danny. Don't forget that part too. Yeah, there's that part too.
Yeah.
They're twisting this on me. This backfired, didn't it?
And Adam, don't forget Adam's role in it. He's the instigator. There's a lot of people to blame.
Yeah, he's the one who started this whole thing.
He also lied to me because he promised that he wouldn't tell Danny that I told him.
There's a lot of distrust. There's a lot of lies here. There's a lot of
the reason
that
I'm probably more the wanker is that we didn't think this through a little bit more and saved it for one of the tailgates. And I could have been like, Danny, you caused so many problems with the Cheddar Bob household and like really spun it to like, hey, like things have gotten really bad because of you. And that we need to have a talk. That would have been funnier. So if you want to blame me for that and not taking this even further in a very sinister way, I'm all for that.
I think Danny said he had to go drink his shame away. I think that's what his.
Now, you know why I don't think I'm wanker of the week is because had I told Mrs. Cheddar Bob, we could have been dealing with divorce lawyers at this point. So I may have saved a marriage.
That's a good argument. Yeah. That's a good argument. Yeah.
Maybe it's not a marriage worth saving if we've got so many lies in it.
Maybe the child was to save the marriage that was on rocky ground.
Wow, that's dark. yeah. Charlie, you're on Danny's shit list now. That's what it says here. Charlie's on my shit list. That's what
I'm
it says
fine
here.
With it. Yeah. I'll live.
Hmm.
Cheddar Bob is my wanker of the week.
Yeah, there's so many candidates.
This is a real like that scene from The Office where everyone got guns pointed at them. I'm curious to see where the poll ends up on this. The polling will tell us, right?
I need ranked choice voting, you know? I don't know how to vote for just one.
It's tough. It's tough. I mean, the people will hear it, we'll let them vote afterward and we'll see where this goes.
So you're Danny. Adam's Danny and Rupali's Danny.
Yeah.
And I'm going with, I'm going with the Cheddar Bob household as the number one wanker of the week. I'm just saying like as a tandem.
Bob's.
So I don't know who is at fault here. I think that's the wanker of the week.
The household?
This, whatever's going on there. Whatever's going on there is the wanker of the week.
Well, let's hope that Mrs. Bob doesn't ever listen to this podcast. And that Cheddar Bob doesn't have like the podcast on in the car as they're driving to church on Sunday. And like she hears it.
A good point, because this might be the end of a friendship.
Yeah. You went out big.
Blame you.
Well, I'm feeling confident right now. Where this is just going to be, this is like just amongst, this is the trust tree. All the screwies out there, this is the trust tree.
There are not that many people who have made it this far. Like these are the diehards who are still here.
Do me a favor. If you're still listening to this podcast and you have a decision, you have a vote in the poll, obviously, but also vote at Danny. Tell him who you think the wanker is. Make sure, you know, tag Danny and tweet at him.
I think we need to have.
Oh, wait, go ahead. Go ahead, Adam.
I was just gonna say, I need like if Richard Kent wants to be the final weigh-in of like the vote, I'll let him be like the ultimate decider. Like, let's just make him king and like have him decide.
No, should we call Danny or should no? He won't answer if we call. What if? Hold on. What if we text his brother? to tell him to call Danny.
Can I sneak in a quick query on?
Sure.
Sure. Do we? I don't think I have music for this. But go ahead.
All right. So Charlie, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I've been rewatching Suits lately. Great show, obviously. Great show. Obviously, it was Meghan Markle's last acting gig before she went on to her life in royalty, right? Here's my question. Why is Meghan Markle so attracted to frauds, right? First, it's Mike Ross. Then it's the royal family. Why?
First, it was who?
You know what? We don't watch Suits.
You don't watch Suits.
Well, you don't watch Suits?
Mike is just so bad at at podcasts and audio and whatever you want to call this, medium.
You don't watch
He's just
Suits?
Bad.
Like,
He's so
you,
bad
how do you
at
not
it.
Watch Suits? How do you not watch Suits?
Because well, we were this earlier. Suits. You said we were talking about TV and you were like, what do you watch? And then you said you watch Suits. I'm like, we don't watch Suits. We watch Too Hot to Handle.
Mike was trying to sell it to me. He sold it to me as 24, but with corporate lawyers, which was the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I mean, it's a horrible show.
I think there's an American Love Island, Mike.
Suits is a horrible show.
Oh, American Love Island. What's the difference between them? What's Love Island again?
Love Island is, we never really watched Love Island. We went Too Hot to Handle, one with the cone, the talking cone.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I still need to watch, I still need to watch Brazilian Love is Blind. No, it's real.
No, I know. They have all the, but it's all. But it's in that'd be in all Portuguese, and you don't speak Portuguese.
I think there's subtitles involved.
But that who likes watching TV where you have to read a lot of subtitles?
I watch subtitle. I usually watch streaming shows with subtitles.
No, Narcos. Yeah, that's true. Narcos is a good.
No,
one.
Like even
how many
like
wins is Rutgers gonna have this fall?
None.
How many wins is Ipswich Town getting promoted?
Ipswich is off to a great start this year.
2-0, right?
2-0.
2-0-0, or how do you say that? They're on 6 points.
Yeah.
Is that how you say that?
The boys are trucking along right now. Tractoring along.
Yeah.
I just know the family chat's going to be lit when we get to the Norwich game.
Why is Norwich the big? Oh, that's right.
That's where the other side of the family is.
The Canaries.
Big Norwich supporters.
I hate the Norwich colors.
They're the green and yellow, right?
Green and yellow, the Canaries.
So
I like it.
So ugly.
I like the green and yellow.
You like it?
Oh, yeah. It reminds me of the ugly Garden State Parkway sign. It's like green and yellow. It's nice. It's fun.
The one thing, by the way, about drinking all that water, which was I had to take a trip out actually with Cheddar Bob yesterday to Long Island for work stuff later on in the day. And I had to stop to pee 2 times. In a 3-hour span, it was embarrassing.
Oh man, you're getting old.
Yeah,
that's a long drive.
Yeah, we're getting old. So,
is that washed? Well, when we had washed or not
washed?
Washed
or not washed?
Washed.
Yeah,
that's definitely
washed.
Yeah,
that's washed. Bladder isn't what it used to be. So
I heard the bladder gets smaller as you get older.
Are we calling Danny? We're calling Danny.
Oh, were we going to try and call him, or are we going to tell his brother to call him? Because we can't really call him from our current setup. We can't call someone from Zoom.
No. Like, you're just going to have to put him on speakerphone and basically have a conversation.
So I should just call him, right? I'll see if he answers.
Sure, I guess so.
Is he on the line?
Do you think
right
he's going to answer? I bet he answers.
You have to put it closer to the microphone.
Yeah. Can you hear that? Can you hear it ringing?
Not really.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail of Danny Brett. Leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Mm. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Is your refrigerator running? Hold that one back, remember?
Yeah, I remember one mic. You still have a mic.
That was Mike's terrible thing.
Funny jokes. What else we got?
I think that it?
That might be it. That might be a good.
We got a lot more out of the treachery, the all around treachery.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think if we missed extra 20 minutes.
Football, basketball,
New kicker.
And we didn't even talk about the starting backcourt for Rutgers basketball just leaving. Just like after the semester ends and they lose their starting backcourt. That was crazy.
Booty ball's gone.
Cam Spencer's going to be like a central character in college. Like he's going to be playing for UConn. They're going to be one of the best teams, and he's going to hit a bunch of it. He's going to be like a central character in this college basketball season.
Yep.
Yeah. He's going to be
screaming.
It won't
matter when they get the number 2 and 3 recruits.
He's going to be making his faces, and it's, yeah, there's that. Big three.
I mean, Richard Kent, again, Richard Kent says, I don't know why we should be listening to Richard Kent. We should be relaxing for the next couple of weeks. He said September.
When Dylan Harper would commit. He said likely September. And remember, always, always bet on Kent.
All right. I'm good. I'm happy with that.
That was pretty good. That was pretty. We hit a little lull there. There was a little lull before we forgot about. We brought back the wanker of the week and all of the treachery there. But I think that went pretty well.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go have some ice cream.
What do you got? What kind of ice cream you got?
Like one of those like low calorie bars.
Good stuff.
Like what kind of like what?
It's like it's like chocolate ice cream on the hard chocolate ice cream on the outside and like a peanut butter ice cream on the inside.
Oh, interesting. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Eating low calorie ice cream on a Friday night, washed or not washed?
Very washed. I mean, how about just recording a podcast on a Friday night is pretty washed, right? Like none of us have anything better to do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just washed in and of itself. Like, that was the only night we could do. That was it. That was the only night we could do.
Whoa, grand salami for Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, yeah. Wow. He's good.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. I would say the next time we do this, and I know it's hard, but I have tried to push for this, do it during the day. If we can find the time during the day where people aren't falling asleep, I think we'd have a better chance.
The whole thing's difficult, but yeah.
I understand that. I understand that. I'm just if possible, I know just at some point.
Okay,
it's out there. On a weekend. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just saying it's possible. It's doable.
Vasgersian and Rob Manfred to just lay off for a little bit. You got to tape a podcast about Rutgers sports.
I mean,
Vasgersian. How do I say that?
Vasgersian.
You got Fonseca's name wrong, by the way. Before you made him.
Well,
how
did I said Fonseca?
You said Fonseca. Made him Jose Canseco.
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah, I feel bad about that. I hate butchering people's last names as someone whose name gets butchered all the time.
What was the old linebacker for Rutgers? He wore number 3.
Fatu Kakassi.
Steve Longa?
No, Mike has to. No, it has to be Mike. Oh, Steve Longa is a good answer.
I don't want to butcher people's names, so sometimes I just don't say them. That's rude. It's rude. You want me to be rude on purpose? That's mean. Why are you trying to be mean?
I'm going to go have some ice cream.
All right, Adam's done. Adam's done.
I'm out.
Pay the players.
All right, this is Jack Reichegg coming to you with the first and only edition of the RU Screw Podcast Pickleball Breakdown. We have 3 key things. First, pickleball was invented in Seattle. The only thing that was good invented in Seattle is overpriced coffee chains. Next, it has an estimated 36.5 million players. Who is in charge of making that money? Who is in charge of counting each of those people? I say we assign Danny Breslauer. Finally, it is featured on ESPN. Nobody wants to turn on ESPN expecting to watch pickleball. I don't know anybody who does that. Maybe 85-year-old grandpas who want to watch something extremely boring. And that was the first ever edition of Pickleball Stats. Thank you.